7, The Birthday of a King. Are we there now? Okay. Technical difficulties. Almost always happens when you change everything. So, did you enjoy the first hour this morning during the Sunday school hour? Do we have a lot of stage fright going on? For those of you who came into the worship hour, we just remind you that today is indeed our special family program. And so during the Sunday school hour, a lot of our folks have been preparing, making props and learning their lines, their song. And so we're going to have a great special presentation this morning, and you'll enjoy that as we go. But we also have some folks out of town today, and we appreciate the work that they do, and they're on a little reprieve this weekend. So as we go through the holidays and family gatherings, why, we'll come and go. But we're glad that you're here this morning, and we welcome you to this service indeed. Just a real quick note, as you look at your bulletin this morning, there are some things that we would highlight that are not normal activities. And we remind you that on Monday, tonight at 6 o'clock, matter of fact, is the hanging of the greens. And so as you see all of the symbols of Christmas around us, if you don't know how those all fit in and what they mean, come to the service tonight, 6 o'clock, and we will tell you about all of the symbols of Christmas, and then we will have communion together as we sit at the Lord's table. And so that'll be a very special time in the service tonight, and we look forward to having you with us at 6 o'clock this evening. We'll be asking some of you to help us with scripture readings and responsive readings as a part of that service, and then some of our youth will be helping to bring those symbols in. So we need all of you to be here and to be a part of that very special holiday presentation. And then tomorrow evening is the Giggles, the Ladies Fellowship Council meeting at 7. Saturday is the Ronald McDonald House breakfast that the Giggles lady kind of initiate that, but anyone can help that would be willing to do so. And you could let Paula know if you can help with that. That would be greatly appreciated. And so then we've got special services coming up next Sunday as well. We have the family program today. We have the adult cantata. If you've never been a part of one of our cantatas, we get a lot out of a few people. And the Lord blesses. It's always a great time and a wonderful spirit. And so you'll want to come and hear the cantata this year. That's next Sunday morning also. And then we are indeed in the midst. How many of you had a good Thanksgiving pie from the Giggles ladies? Okay, well, they're ordering pies again. So you can get pies just like that for Christmas as well. And so you need to speak to Paula or Jennifer or one of the ladies. You can let them know, or you can call the church office during the week. And indeed,
order those pies for Christmas, and you'll need to do that here within the next week or so, so that then they can make those for you to pick up on the 20th. And then also, we just remind you that we are in the midst of our pastries and prayer program. I received another card this week from one of our schools that we have been ministering to, and they said to say thank you to all of you. They appreciate what you're doing and bringing them pastries and praying for them. And so we are continuing to pray in December for the school at Inman. Inman Intermediate is our school for the month of December, so we encourage you to continue to pray for them as you go to your prayer closets and as you talk to the Lord this week. We would then just ask our ushers to come this morning and prepare to receive our morning and tithes and offerings. And we also want to combine this with our pastoral prayer time as we prepare to give time to our program this morning. And so we just remind you to keep your eye on the prayer list in your bulletin, to continue to pray for those folks that you know have been going through some difficult times, whether it be surgery or sickness of some kind, to indeed rejoice with each other as you hear good things that God is doing in your lives, to give God praise and glory and honor for the good things that He is working in our lives. And so this morning we're going to sing, "Oh Come Let Us Adore Him." Is that what we're going to do? Let's just sing together. These altars are always open to you. Doesn't matter what's going on in the service. If God should so move on you at any point in time, we want you to know this is a place of prayer. And you're welcome to come here at any point in time that you'd like to do so. And so as we prepare to give, as God has blessed us this morning, Brother Scott, then indeed let's sing together and prepare our hearts to receive and to give as well.
Oh, come.
Go to Him together this morning. Father, we are indeed grateful for these blessings which You have bestowed upon us. We have given according to Your word and to Your will this morning a portion of what You have blessed us with that we might carry on the ministry. And we pray, Father, that You indeed now, just as You did the loaves and the fishes, that You would bless these offerings, these tithes that have been given to do the work of the kingdom. And Father, we can just report to our folks that even this past week, as they have given generously, as they have responded, that we were able to invest in the life of a young man who just a day before he walked into my office walked out of a 9-month prison sentence. And that we were able to invest in his life along with some other churches and partner that he might get in a recovery program that will last him the next year, but will put him in a job. And he indeed has made things right in his heart with You already. And Lord, we're glad to see and hear that testimony of change and transformation. Lord, that's why You came. That's what the birth in the manger is all about, that You wanted to touch us, that You wanted to be in us and indeed change us from the inside out to be like You. And so, Father, thanks for this generosity. Thanks for the ability to contribute to the welfare of others. And Lord, we pray that You would just bless us in this Christmas season. Touch those requests that are written within our bulletin. Touch the things that are written on our hearts this morning. Touch each situation. We give You praise and honor and glory for all of the blessings, for salvation itself, for the gift of this season and what it means in the coming of the Christ out. Lord, we thank You for all those things. We thank You for the effort that's gone into preparation for this presentation this morning. And we pray that once again the message will become alive and new to us, that God loves us so much He sent His Son. And
And Lord, we receive Him gladly today, and we yield ourselves to Him willingly and intentionally. Father, indeed, have Your will and Your way in this, Your house, with us, Your people, and we will give You the praise, for You are worthy today. We come to adore You. We love You and we thank You. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. All right, just before we get into our presentation this morning, I'm going to ask Ray and Alexis to come. And we are at that point in the service where we want to light our Advent wreath. And this morning we'll light two purple candles, and we'll tell you about the Advent wreath tonight and some of the things that it means and what it's about. And so I'm going to turn this mic over to Brother Ray. And Ray, you might just introduce, we're going to do two purples, the ones that aren't lit. There you go. All right. And I want you just to share a brief word this morning and tell about who Alexis is and introduce her and then read our poem for us.
Well, hello, my name is Ray Gibson. This is my granddaughter, Alexis. Good Lord's blessed me with her. So I live here in Nixa, come up from Arkansas and found me a good church and dynamite family here. And you guys knew about me before I knew about you guys, and I've really been welcomed by each and every one of you guys, and so has my family. And I just want to thank you guys and praise each and every one of you. The Advent of the wreath, it says, we gather again at our wreath of green to consider in our heart the manger scene. Two candles are lit with flames burning bright, representing the characters of the holy night. Prophets and angels were told to say messages of hope for this special birthday. Emmanuel will come, and good news we bring. Prepare, the prophets wrote. Peace, the angels sang. The shepherds hurried off to see parents and boy. Amazed at what they saw, they experienced great joy. They returned praising God and shared of the sight. Earth's darkness now broken by Jesus the light. Amen.
Thank you. Would you welcome Ray and Alexis this morning? Miss Mary, anything you want to say before we begin? All right. We are ready then, so everyone take your places and prepare to enjoy 'Twas the Light Before Christmas.
Sunglasses, sunglasses, get your sunglasses right here.
We have shades and spades, spectacular spectacles, terrific trifocals.
Terrific trifocals?
Look, I'm trying, okay? Oh, it's no use. This place is full of people, but no one's shopping here.
I told Dad not to open up a sunglasses stand. Falafel House, now that's where the real money is.
I've never seen so many people in the city. Now, where'd you say Mom and Dad were going anyways?
To register for the census, whatever that is.
Mom keeps saying Dad'll come to his census. Maybe she dragged him off to find him, whether he liked it or not.
Well, I'm going to work on one of my favorite senses, taste. I'm heading over to Lamb and Shade to get me a kebab. See you later.
You can't leave. Mom and Dad said we had to stay here till they get back.
Well, who leaves kids alone to run a sunglass booth anyways? Pretty irresponsible, if you ask me.
Well, no one did ask you. Now just help me sell something. Hey, are you guys here to help with the census? Who are you?
They must work for the government. Look, we don't even know what a census is. Can you tell us?
So you want to know all about the census? Well, it has to do with Caesar's expenses. We'd like to say different, but the fact is, Caesar just wants to get his taxes. Before he can know how much to charge, he has to know if your town is small or large. So he sends a decree throughout the land, and we are here to lend a helping hand. Do we cheat him and how? Do we cheat him and how? We're your helpful census takers, your bank account breakers. Do we cheat him and how?
travel to the place of your birth, so we can know how much your town is worth. And once we assess the situation, we start making our computations. Caesar tells us what he wants from us, and we pay him without any fuss. But we're aware that there are extra profits, and with those we gladly line our pockets. Do we cheat him and how? Do we cheat him and how? We render under Caesar your shekels if you please, sir. Do we cheat him and how? Census takers, your bank account breakers. Do we cheat them? Fiscally mistreat them. Do we cheat them and how?
In.
Oh, so a census is just a way to count people. I wonder if that's why all these people are coming to town. Well, those are the coolest bean counters I've ever seen.
Speaking of beans, I'm still hungry. Let's get something to eat.
Takers from Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe showed me how to use these things. And if my calculations are correct, we're broke.
Yup. And the sun's going down, so no one's going to need sunglasses. We're ruined.
Wait! Think about what the people will need.
Sunglasses.
No.
Oh! Sunscreen.
No.
I know. Lots of bathrooms.
No. Well, maybe, but no.
I've got it! Sunglasses.
Ray, focus! The people are going to need a place to stay.
Ah, I was just about to say that. Hey, did you see a star?
Uh-huh. Here, help me put up this sign.
Question. Who's going to want to sleep on the floor of our booth?
Good question. But hopefully, after all the other places are filled and they're desperate enough, they'll stay in our booth.
Well, how about those two? That lady's ready to pop. I mean, very, very pregnant.
Uh-oh. We're not the only ones going into the innkeeper business.
Out, in, out, in, out. In, out, in, out, in, out. We're out of room at the inn. We're out of room at the inn. The people keep on coming, and we are busy running. Out of room at the inn. Out, in, out. We're out of room at the inn. We're out of room at the inn. The town is on a bustle, it's the Bethlehem hustle. Out of room at the inn. Out, in, out. I'm sorry, but there's nothing we can do. We don't have a single room for you. The no vacancy sign is hanging, but the people keep on knocking and banging. We're out of room at the inn. We're out of room at the inn. I know you've got your troubles, you're such a nice couple, but we're out of room at the inn. Out, in, out. There's no room at our table, perhaps try a stable. We're out of room at the inn. Out, in, out. Out of room at the inn. Out, in, out. Out of room at the inn. Out, in, out. In,
out, in. Hey, where did that couple disappear to?
I don't know, but they seem pretty desperate. I hope they find a place to stay, even if it isn't ours. But a more important question. If the sun is setting over there, then what's that very bright star over there?
Oh yeah, I saw that earlier. It's a double sun, like that double rainbow I saw this summer. Remember how amazing that was? That totally blew my mind, man.
I don't know, but I do know it's beautiful, and it's getting brighter. I wonder what it could be. Okay. Ray, is it me? Or is that star getting brighter over there?
It sure is. And we're going to make a mint. Sunglasses, get your sunglasses. Protect your eyes from the mysterious light. Only 2 denarii. Or a special deal of 2 pair. For 10 denarii.
What's this? Lost, King of the Jews, the star has led us here to Bethlehem. We wish to worship the newborn king. If found, please contact the star trackers on a hillside near you.
Star track? Why does that sound familiar? Anyway, king, newborn, and the star led them here? How do you follow a star?
Do you think that star over there is related to this?
I wonder if there's a reward. Kings are rich, right? Gold, palaces, all the lamb burgers you could eat.
Your stomach should be named the 8th wonder of the world.
Why, thank you.
Hey, I bet those are the star trackers from the flyers. Excuse me, did you leave all these flyers around?
What's all this star stuff about? Vanessa, Hummus Hut's still open. Do you think we could...
I'm not sure if it's important for your search, but there's this very bright star that keeps getting brighter and brighter over there. Stars could say so much, but that still doesn't tell us who this king is and what he has to do with that light and what all this means.
I can't take it anymore. I have to find out what's going on over there.
I'm so confused. First, there's this census, so all kinds of people are coming to town to be counted. Then we see this hugely pregnant couple, and they're looking for a place to stay, and then they disappear over there. Now, there's this brilliantly shining light, even though it's night. And finally, the star trackers say that the star has led them to this incredibly important thing happening here. Is it all related? How? What could it be? Whoa! Are you angels?
Vanessa! Vanessa! You'll never believe what I just saw! Are those...
Yes.
What are they doing here?
I don't know.
Did they bring sandwiches?
Please, tell me, what does all this mean?
Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior... Well, I never... Yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger.
Vanessa, I think I just saw that baby, and that light seemed to lead straight to him like he was the most important thing in the world.
Joy.
God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased.
Thank you for sharing baby King Jesus with us. I'm still not sure what all this means, but I do know that that baby is the most important baby that's ever been born. I'm so thankful we got to be here for it.
But what about our sunglasses stands?
Oh, I'm not worried. After all we've heard today, I know that the future's so bright, we'll have to wear shades.
And so the prophecy, as we understand it, comes true. We know the story. I want to follow it with you in Scripture this morning. And so kind of watch the screens. And first we're going to take a look at Isaiah's prophecy from Isaiah chapter 9. Verse 2 and 6. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And on those living in the land of shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. We know indeed by the history that a child was born, and that a light came into the world, and indeed took away the darkness. All of this is affirmed as we go throughout the Bible. This is some 700 years before Jesus was born that this was written. But we know that when Jesus arrived, that 8 days after that, that there was confirmation that took place. And there was a man named Simeon who made this statement that's recorded in Luke chapter 2. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And so we know that Jesus came not just for his people, the Jews, to be a glory to them and to restore them to some level of prominence, but also to be revelation to us, the Gentiles. How many of you are glad this morning that this Christmas story that we celebrate, this birthday of this Savior Jesus, how many of you are glad that it wasn't just for the Jews? We are here this morning and we worship and we celebrate because he came for us as well. And then John testified. You know, John was his cousin. And John testified in the first chapter of the book of John. And so we read it together this morning. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. And that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. I am so glad that that light appeared to us. You know, light does many things, but one of the things that it does more than anything is it drives out darkness and it reveals things. And so we've been given directive. We've been given the truth. We've been given the way to have a right relationship with Jesus Christ. And with Simeon's statement and John's testimony, there's also Jesus's claim about himself. He made these statements in the scripture recorded in the book of John, John 8 and 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And then in the ninth chapter, while I am in the world, I am the light of the world. I read a statement one time by a biblical scholar that said, either Jesus is and was exactly who he claimed to be, or he was the biggest liar that ever walked the face of the earth. Well, I've read enough of the scripture. I've experienced enough things in my life that I have no reason to doubt Jesus' claim whatsoever. And that I believe he is the true divine Son of God. That he came, he had always been. We know that he was the creator. We read that passage in John chapter 1, that he was part of the creation. He has always been. But it was through Jesus coming to this earth as a babe in a manger that God became one of us. There's a story that's told about a man who was not kind of, he was hardened toward the church and some things. And his wife and his children, they were very involved in a church that was just a couple, three blocks away from their house. And every time they would go to church, they would invite him to go. And he just would always say, oh, maybe next time or not today or whatever. And one Christmas Eve, they were having a special service at the church. And his kids had invited him to come. And there was a great snowstorm that was going on. And so his family didn't even try to get the car out. They just walked over to the church. But he stayed home. And the blizzard continued to get worse. And they had a big picture window at their house. And, of course, he had a light on in the living room. And he began to hear this noise. He would hear this banging on his window. And he would look out, and there were these birds, and they would fly into the window. They would see the light and recognize the warmth in the house, and they would fly into the window, and they would bang. And, you know, so occasionally, I've had this happen at my house, but you've had it happen. Here's a bird will fly into a window, break its neck, just falls and dies. And he wasn't a mean man. He just was kind of crusty when it came to the church. And he felt sad in his heart that those birds were in such a mess. And so in the midst of that snowstorm, he put on his coat and he took some crumbs of bread and he went out where this flock of birds was fluttering around in the snow, and he began to put breadcrumbs toward his garage, and he turned a light on in his garage. And he was trying to shoo those birds into the garage to get them into some warmth. And of course they would just scatter. And he thought to himself, if only I could be a bird. And about that time, the bells at the church tolled. And it all just kind of came to light. And so he walked on down the road to the church, sat down by his family, and allowed Jesus Christ to become a part of his life that night. Because that's exactly what the message is about. God became one of us. Emmanuel, God with us. To give us that message, to give us that opportunity. And we have, as the scripture says, we have the opportunity to receive them. We know that many people did not. We know that till to this day many people do not. But that should not deter us, and it should not stop us from presenting the message and sharing the opportunity. And as Jesus has made his claim, and as we trust in him and we believe that claim, then we have a responsibility, and there is a directive that's given to us. In John chapter 12, and verse 36, we read this: put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons of light. And when he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. And then we find also recorded in Matthew these words: you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. 'Twas the light before Christmas. That was the name of our presentation. Jesus said, I am the light. The prophet said, this light is coming to the world. John testified to it. Simeon affirmed it. Jesus laid claim to it. You remember what he said when he left? He said, all authority has been given to me, and now I'm giving a responsibility to you to go out to the world. So what's he say to us? He said, I'm the light of the world. But when you have me in your life, you are the light of the world. You have the opportunity to reflect my light into the lives of other people in this world. And you know, light's an interesting thing. I was doing some reading and research at different times, and light illuminates, it infiltrates, it invigorates, and it incendiates. What that means is this: that light illuminates things. Do you know that wherever there's light, there can't be darkness?
It's true physically and spiritually. We need the light to illuminate things. And it also reveals things to us. How many of you ever tried to negotiate a path in the dark? Isn't it great to have a flashlight? Or some kind of lantern that shows the way so that we see the obstacles, the unlevel ground, all of the things that might challenge us? Light illuminates. Light infiltrates. It saturates us. It comes into our life and it changes us from the inside out. You know, they do all kinds of things with lasers and infrared and all kinds of stuff that they can do where they used to have to cut on you and do all kinds of things. Now they do it with light. Beams of light. It's amazing what can happen. And it's amazing what happens to us when we allow the light to saturate us and then reflect from us into the lives of others. It invigorates. It creates energy. Did you know that light is, it is when they give light to something and take light away, that's what excites the atoms inside of it, and that creates an energy? And so light in us gives us the ability to carry out the work of Christ, the strength we need, the energy that we must have. And then it creates a warmth in us that we can share with others, that causes us to want to love, to be kind, to be generous, to help. We want that light in our life. I'm glad that Ray and Vanessa found the light and followed the light, hopefully received the light into their life. And we have that opportunity this morning. With every head bowed and every eye closed for just a moment, I just want us to kind of do a checklist. Say, Lord, here we are in this Christmas season, the second Sunday of Advent, on a Sunday morning, and we're here to learn of you and to celebrate you and to worship you. Would each of us just pray this morning, Lord, look into my life. Lord, if there's anything in here that's not like you, would you bring it to my attention? If there's any attitude, if there's any activity, Lord, if there's anything about me that's not like you, would you just remove that from me? And Lord, would you allow your light to radiate from me? Let's make our lives the best possible reflection that we can. We don't want to obstruct the light. We don't want to bend the light. We just want the light to be reflected truly from our lives into the lives of others. Lord, we're here this morning on purpose. We came here because we wanted to. We came here because we want to worship you. And so, Lord, would you just touch us afresh and anew today with this simple, humorous play that has such a serious truth that Jesus came as a light to our world to drive away the darkness. Let us receive him with open hearts. And let us share him and let the light shine from us into the lives of others. As you just consider these words this morning, I want you to watch this video and listen to this song and let the words saturate your life and just make a commitment to indeed let Christ reflect through your life. Okay, fellas, we need the Come Light Your World video.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes his home. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see. It. Take your candle. light his own candle some other way. See now your sins, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the lonely, the tired and worn,
the tired and worn.
Hold down your candle for all to see it. Take your candle, go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world. 'Cause we are a family whose hearts are blazing. So let's raise our candles and light up the sky.
Father, our prayer is today that we will indeed let. We can't make our light shine. We don't have a light. You're the light. But allow us to be a reflection of your light as we go out into our world. And Lord, if there's anything this morning that stands between us and you, just let us confess it. Ask you, Father, to forgive us. And then to receive with confidence your forgiveness. You desire to be in right relationship with us and us to be in right relationship with you. And Lord, you want us in your heaven. You want to bless our lives here and now. And so, Lord, don't let us allow anything of this world to stand between you and us. To stand between us and our eternal home in heaven. Lord, help us to surrender and to yield our lives that we can be all that you would have us to be. We receive you freely this morning. We want to honor you with our lives. And all God's people said, amen. We want to say a word of thanks to Mary. Where are you at, Mary? There you are. Would you just stand, please, just in case there's somebody who doesn't know. This is Mary Willard. She's done directing of this particular program for 3 years in a row now. And so we want to say thanks. Would you give appreciation this morning for Mary's efforts? We have some group leaders who Mary recruited. Where are our group leaders? Would our four group leaders stand this morning, please? And they taught class this morning and taught music and taught program. They taught all kinds of things this morning. Miss Leanne, you're supposed to stand. Okay, so would you share your appreciation for these leaders this morning? And then we have Mary and Joseph go. Oh, there they are back there. Mary and Joseph stand for us. They had a special part in the play. Appreciate you this morning. And then I just want to say how much I appreciate the effort that Steve and Tiffany put into what they did here this morning. We've done this before, and a lot of times we find ways to hide our lines and take them around with us and help us along the way. But these guys learned their lines. They memorized them and did a wonderful presentation this morning. Tiffany and Steve, stand for us. Appreciate them. And indeed, we want to receive the light. And so I want you all to stand this morning. And as we go from the sanctuary, anything that anybody else needs to say or do this morning, you have been given globes. And inside those globes are little candles. We want you to light your candle. And we are going to sing together Silent Night. And then at the end of Silent Night, you are dismissed to indeed go out and light your world. So light your candles, put them in your globes this morning, and gentlemen, then let's sing together.